On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities are expected to soon decide if a Durban cop found in possession of hundreds of bank cards will face additional charges. The cards are suspected to have been taken during the looting of a KwaMashu bank during the July 2021 unrest. A request by investigators to add on unrest-related charges against Constable Minenhle Makhaya is now sitting with the Office of the Director for Public Prosecutions. Makhaya was arrested in October last year after he used a bank card belonging to the mother of hijacking victim Zahra Ramsamy to buy alcohol. The theft-accused cop was tasked with moving the family's recovered SUV to a police facility. When detectives searched his home, they found a box containing over 200 other bank charges, or rather bank cards. KwaDukuza Municipality claims it has no knowledge of the Special Investigating Unit's probe into its affairs. Last Friday, President Cyril Ramaphosa gave the SIU the green light to investigate the awarding of two tenders by the troubled municipality. They are the KwaDukuza Mall Bulk Supply, which dealt with the upgrading of a substation, and a 36-month road rehabilitation tender. The SIU will probe claims that contractors paid kickbacks to municipal officials. However, the municipality says it's only seen media reports but has not yet received any official communication of this probe. The proclamation by the president was published on the Government Gazette and the website of the SIU. More than a dozen people have died after a pre-dawn stampede at the world's largest religious gathering in northern India. Millions of Hindus are estimated to have congregated to take a holy dip on the most auspicious day of the six-week Kumbh Mela festival in the city of Prayagraj. There are reports the surging crowd spilled out of a police cordon and trampled bystanders. Images of the scene show rescuers helping the injured. This woman who is there has described to Sky News the carnage she witnessed.
Suddenly a huge crowd gathered. We were walking calmly and then there was pushing and shoving. There was no chance of escaping. Due to the jostling, my family members got injured.
Kumbh Mela attracts devotees every 12 years to the northern city. The top story this hour, authorities are expected to soon decide if a Durban cop found in possession of hundreds of bank cards will face additional charges. The cards were suspected to have been taken when a bank in KwaMashu was looted during the July 2021 unrest. The constable was arrested in October last year after he used a bank card belonging to the mother of hijacking victim Zahra Ramsamy. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.